give them free, but it's more whites around here. It could be as many receiving the same aid as blacks, because where I was working, the federal government gave free shots to preschoolers and school-age people and adults that could not afford them. And it's almost been rumors, and I do believe it was true, that before food stamps got popular among blacks, a lot of these white people that couldn't afford it, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just the idea they try to hide the statistics from us. Okay, they were using food stamps and other modifications of getting welfare money, and there's nothing wrong with it, because you'd rather get that than get out and steal. And they would conceal the fact that they were getting these type of aid, and the thing were all, it's just blacks again, and maybe 2.5% white, and 79% of the blacks of Harris County are receiving this aid. And
you ever heard of whites like that called poor white trash or crackers?
Yes, poor white trash and crackers. And it's the same way I find with white people, just being around them lately, that some, they can't move socially either if they have been labeled a Southern cracker. And it was a man here that worked here, and you could tell by his attitude he was a Southern cracker. But he went to school, got the education, was working here, but you could tell from him the way he behaved that the white community still did not accept him in a way.
How did he behave?
Certain things. It was certain people that he felt, he was a social climber. Certain people he wanted to identify with, and they just push him off. I had to come here and straighten certain things out on this campus that he couldn't get done where he came from. He had gotten fired there, but he was going to come down here with the intention of straighten things, and got things all messed up, worse than what they were. But really, the whites on this campus didn't like him. He was very arrogant. Answer you in a minute. I know I'm a honky. They don't like me around here. Things like that. And not only blacks, whites don't either. His attitude was bad. And he was born right there in Texarkana. And he could tell. It was the way that the whites here treated him. He was just poor white trash, and he couldn't move up socially. But in the black community, a lot of times, if you get that education and become professional in your services, you can move up socially. Although there are going to be different barriers. A lot of times around here, they want to place emphasis on family background. But if you just don't have a family background, you don't have it. But in the black community, just by getting that degree and moving to a professional area, you can somewhat move up socially, I think, much quicker than a lot of these whites around here, because the people here just won't let them, you know, that in the white community won't let them move up like that.
What would you call someone who's from out in the country, lives way out in the country, and when he comes into town, you can tell instantly from the way he's dressed and everything that he's from way out in the country? You'd call him a...
You just call him country, because it's by his mannerisms.
Do you ever hear him called a hayseed or a Hoosier or
a hick, a country hick. Like I said, for instance, of the hair. The women, the hair wouldn't be kept up as, well, now some whites out there, well to do now. You can tell the textures in the hair. Now, I'm not being personal, but it wouldn't look like yours. It'd be all stringy and tangled up like hay. And they, like they dip snuff and just spit it and just let it just run all on them. Now, they seem to stereotype blacks like that, but they're there and they are some, and they'd be barefooted and they'd be spitting everywhere and be talking all in mouth full of snuff and just be running and tobacco and... It'd be, and you have some big slouchy white mm-hmm. women like you do, big slouchy black women just put on anything. Some come braless and girdleless and just go out any kind of way, and you can tell them immediately.
And what would you call the French people in Louisiana? Would you have a special name?
They are Creoles.
Mm-hmm. Is that black or white, or does it matter?
I'm not too familiar, but a lot of times they have said those were black Frenchmen.
Mm-hmm. What about the white Frenchmen?